Welcome into Texas Telestrator, presented by BMW. I am your host, John Harris, football analyst and sideline reporter for your Houston Texans. And it was a rough one on Sunday. No news flash there. But we're going to take a look at the defense stepping up like it's going to have to step up this year against the run. Didn't do a great job against the run as they typically do. But here you can see the makings of how they can do it on a first and five situation against the Jaguars. Now, the Jaguars spent a lot of Sunday in 21 personnel. And what that means is two backs, that's the two, one tight end, that's the one. So when I say personnel, 21. Now, what they're going to do is I'm going to show you the play from here. You're going to see Whitney Mercilus standing up right here, going to end up making this play for a tackle for a loss, coming at a key time. 3-0. Jadeveon just jumped off sides. First and five is dealer's choice. Well, the Jaguars, staying true to form, decide they're going to run Leonard Fournette. And the play you see is essentially a split zone. And we'll show it from behind a little bit. But you see Witt making the play right there. Now, Leonard Fournette doesn't look all that effective, right? Why? Because you'll see how the front side gets shut down, and then the backside fills. He's got nowhere really to go. So, a couple of key things here. As I said, the Jaguars are going to zone block. And what that means is they're going to zone all this way. Okay? They're all going to move that way. And then they're going to split the zone with Bohannon to come kick out Watt. And then Fournette has the opportunity to either hit zone here or wind it back behind Bohannon. It's a play the Texans ran with Tyler Irvin early in the game. A couple of key things. You see this bubble right here. And what I mean by bubble is look at this gap between Clowney and Reeder. Now, you do have Cushing and you have Mercilus, but a lot of times you want to run to the bubble. So as we see the play start, key thing right away is DJ Reeder steps right to the guard. Brandon Dunn's going to take on AJ Cann, and you can see it start to develop. Watch your linebackers here and how they see it. They see it quickly. Look at Bernardrick. He sees it right away. So DJ eats up these blocks right here. Brandon Dunn's going to eat up those blocks. That's going to leave McKinney wide open to make a play here if Fournette cuts it back to him. Now, wall of white. So I'm talking about, look at this wall of white right here. That's how a run defense is supposed to look. Didn't always look like that on Sunday. It must going forward. But also check out secondary support, alley support. This run was really going nowhere. This is how it has to go from now on. Let's take a full look from the backside from the beginning. All right, and you can see it all put together. DJ, step to the guard, play the bubble. Witt, make Robinson miss. Everybody else, stay true to your gaps. Take on blocks, create a wall of white, and look at Fournette. He's got nothing. Cincinnati Bengals can run the football with their three different backs, Jeremy Hill, Joe Mixon, and Gio Bernard. The wall of white is going to have to be there on Thursday night. It's imperative that it's there to shut down the run, like the Texans did on this one right here.